Democrats declare unity over. DNC attacks Trump as convicted felon who puts our democracy at risk moments after RNC ends. By Simon Kent on July 19, 2024. Panicking Democrats wasted no time in showing even a thin veneer of unity was over in the wake of former President Donald Trump's triumphal appearance Thursday night at the RNC, declaring him a convicted felon who puts our democracy at risk. Trump was speaking publicly for the first time since the failed assassination attempt last Saturday, pausing for a moment of silence to honor the attendee killed, Corey Comprator, whose firefighter uniform was on stage. Democratic National Committee, DNC, Chair Jamie Harrison issued a statement of direct attack, singling out Trump as somebody who doesn't care about working families, he only cares about himself. In Trump's Republican Party, there's only space for unquestioning loyalists who will put him above our democracy, above our freedoms, and above working families. Harrison went further, saying Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance, the most extreme running mates in modern American history, pose a direct threat to the country. Over the past 4 days, we've seen speakers endorse a far-right, dangerous vision that would see Americans' basic liberties stripped away and replace the rule of law with the rule of Trump. No amount of desperate spin can change how unpopular and out of touch their disastrous plans are for the American people. Trump and Vance are running on the dangerous Project 2025 agenda to put tax cuts for billionaires above lowering costs for working people, outlaw abortion and threaten other basic rights, and put our democracy at risk. The more voters learn about the Trump-Vance ticket, the most extreme running mates in modern American history, the more fired up they are to re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris this November. The snide remarks follow Trump's address that claimed the record for the longest ever nomination acceptance speech, as Breitbart News reported. He held the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, spellbound by speaking for 92 minutes, past midnight on the East Coast, just days after surviving an assassination attempt. Even those who spoke before him could scarcely conceal their delight at his presence. Watch, like Trumpomania run wild, brother, Hulk Hogan tears shirt to pieces during RNC speech. Trump concluded his speech after more than an hour and a half, leading the crowd in a change to make America great again as he closed it out. Melania Trump joined him on stage after he finished, and the band struck up, "Hold On, I'm Coming," a song Trump frequently plays at the end of his campaign rallies. The night ended with an opera singer serenading convention-goers with America the Beautiful. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.